San Francisco's Redevelopment Commission has approved two controversial measures to move forward with building on the Hunters Point Naval Shipyard. However, many residents of the surrounding community are concerned about their needs being neglected in the process. Brian and Rich Tiekert has this report.
The agreements the San Francisco's Redevelopment Commission approved clear one more roadblock for the development of Hunters Point Naval Shipyard. The city has settled on a plan for developing the first 93 acres of the 500-acre site and has just extended an exclusive contract with Lennar Corporation, the largest home builder in the U.S. Support for the measures came from local builders, labor leaders, some community members, and Mayor Willie Brown, who says he has lofty goals for the project.
To one day do exactly what we're currently doing in Mission Bay, and that's watch magnificent structures in which people can live rise out of the ground, magnificent facilities in which people can work rise out of the ground, and in hopefully in most cases, as they rise, people who've lived in and about that particular area will be the ones who are creating the rise, who are doing the jobs. That's what this is all about.
A large crowd of neighborhood activists turned out to oppose the measure. They say the plan is a last-minute giveaway to the Lennar Corporation. The company is guaranteed at least $14 million in profit under the Development and Disposition Agreement, or DDA, but there are no guarantees that it will create more than a couple hundred temporary construction jobs in the area. There's also concern that a last-minute amendment to the plan might let the city bulldoze much of the adjoining neighborhoods and housing projects. Most critics of the plan focused on faults in the process by which the plan was being approved, claiming Mayor Brown had railroaded the plan through the Hunters Point Shipyard Citizens Advisory Committee, giving them only 30 days to review the 1,000-plus page document.
There has been no true community participation.
I hear people getting up talking about all this expertise you got to do to build a house, and that's all really Lennar ever done was build houses.
I want to say shame on Lennar Corporation and the Redevelopment Agency for trying to ram this DDA down our throats without a proper public process.
It's going to be like the Fillmore, where they promised, they went down and did eminent domain and took all these people properties and made a move, gave them less than the value of their stuff, and actually just kicked them out and moved them out.
Opponents of the plan said the meeting itself was a perfect example of the commission's disregard for community input. They say Brown and the Lennar Corporation packed the 76-seat meeting room with supporters, and the commission had the rest of the crowd diverted into overflow rooms where they watched the proceedings on television screens. Many had stood in the hallway waiting for their turn to speak and harangued Brown on his way into the room.
Why are you being so stupid?
Commission staff had asked the sheriff's department to have extra deputies on hand for what they warned would be a, quote, large, loud, and possibly disruptive crowd. But the commission did not book a larger room to accommodate those numbers. Some of the plan's opponents watching the proceedings from the hallway said deputies were letting Brown supporters reserve seats while they turned his opponents away at the door. Marie Harrison is a longtime Bayview resident and an organizer for Green Action.
And what I found out when I came upstairs was that people have their chairs, their purses, and everything holding seats for supporters of the DDA. The gentleman representing the Lennar Company, which my community is out to get rid of, was standing at the door waving these folks in. And the guard says that she's not being partial.
Inside, Brown spoke contemptuously of what he called, quote, an obsession with process among San Franciscans. Outside, sheriff's deputies dragged away Barbara George of Women's Energy Matters for allegedly disrupting the meeting by gesturing to friends outside.
The last thing we want to do is to hurt you.
There were 12 seats there. I wanted to sit down. They would not let me in. And then when I got in, I looked around. I found there were 12 seats.
Stop moving.
Ow!
Stop moving.
Let go of my wrist. Don't hurt my wrist.
Sheriff's deputies cited George and escorted her out of the building later that evening. She missed her chance to speak during the public comment period. The commission, which is appointed by the mayor, voted unanimously to approve both measures she was going to speak out against. Though environmental advocates at the meeting expressed some concern about the toxic contamination in the shipyard, they concede that it's not a significant concern at this point. Regardless of the Commission's plans, the EPA hasn't signed off on the parcel suitability to be transferred to the city, and Proposition P will bar any development of the shipyard until all toxic contamination has been cleaned up. Reporting from San Francisco, I'm Brian Edwards.